cattle prices ended up steady to sharply lower last week. Declining restaurant transactions may be at a bottom. And USDA announced $16 billion in direct assistance to farmers and ranchers. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with an expanded edition of Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 20th of April. As expected, slowing beef production began to impact fed cattle prices last week. Keeping in mind it was a light test, negotiated cash fed cattle trade ended the week steady to sharply lower. Live trades were mostly steady in the southern plains at mainly $105 a hundredweight. They were steady to $11 lower in the north at $94 to $105 in Nebraska and at $95 to $105 in the western Corn Belt. Dress sales were steady to $18 lower at $155 to $165 in Nebraska and at $150 to $168 in the western Corn Belt. As well, cattle feeders offered 5,778 head in the weekly Fed Cattle Exchange auction, which was moved from Wednesday to Friday. Just six lots, 898 head, sold for a weighted average price of $105 a hundredweight for delivery at 1 to 17 days. Except for one lot from Nebraska, all cattle sold came from the southern plains. Even so, cattle futures closed mostly higher Friday, supported by recent stability. Except for 85 cents and 17 cents lower in the front two contracts, live cattle futures closed an average of 95 cents higher on Friday. From the previous Thursday through Friday, except for 52 cents and 42 cents lower in October and December, live cattle futures closed an average of 90 cents higher. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, explains, the reduction in beef production means there's not as much need for cash cattle purchases to fill production holes, as many facilities are trying to get all of their contracted cattle processed with a limited labor resource in many instances. He adds that what few cattle trade in the cash market will mean lower prices week over week, which will play into lower formula prices as well. Speaking to slowing beef packing, in his early week marketing comments, Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, said, this predicament could result in a situation not previously seen in the beef industry. It may simply not be possible to slaughter animals in a timely manner. He points out last summer's loss of a single packing plant in Kansas resulted in a relatively little decrease in overall cattle slaughter as production shifted to other plants and increased Saturday slaughter largely offset the lost capacity. In the current situation, he says closure or reduced chain speeds across multiple plants may make it impossible to keep up with slaughter. Through noon on Friday, negotiated cash trade for the week was slightly less than 10,000 head, according to AMS. Those analysts say that would be the sparsest volume since mandatory livestock reporting began in 2001. On the other side of the equation, reduced beef production, stemming from supply chain disruptions, continues to lift wholesale beef values. Choice box beef cutout value was $15.06 higher week-to-week on Friday at $238.99 a hundredweight. Select was $18.87 higher at $227.20. From a consumer perspective, Griffith says there's concern about meat availability at the grocery store, while slaughter facilities try to manage around employee health. At the other end of the chain, he says reduced slaughter levels mean slower marketing of fed cattle and a potential backing up of supplies. Most cattle feeders will feed cattle to heavier weights until they can physically move them to the slaughter facility, Griffith says, adding that means pen space isn't opening up, which backs up feeder cattle and calves. Calves and feeder cattle traded steady to higher last week as a sense of stability returned to cattle futures and as hopes grew for the U.S. economy opening sooner rather than later as COVID-19 appears to plateau. Steers and heifers traded $5 to $10 a hundredweight higher in the South Central region, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Prices were steady to $4 higher in the North Central and Southeast regions. Auction receipts continued lighter than normal as some producers hold cattle, hoping markets will improve. Auction volume was less than 100,000 head for the third time in 5 weeks, according to AMS, and about 18.5% less than 2019 so far this year. Except for 22 cents lower in August, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 68 cents higher on Friday. Compared to the previous Thursday, except for unchanged in spot April and 47 cents lower in August, feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.14 higher across a range of 57 cents to 210 higher. According to Griffith, the recommendation remains for most producers to hold cattle and try to lengthen the potential marketing window. For instance, he says one option is retaining ownership through the feedlot for those who can afford to and have the necessary cash flow. Unfortunately, he explained some producers will simply have to make the best decision for today given the available information. More broadly, between slower production and anemic returns, feedlot placements are likely to be lower year over year for the next several months, perhaps significantly lower. For instance, during a weekly markets webinar hosted by the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, David Anderson, extension livestock economist with Texas A&M University, provided his outlook for next Friday's cattle on feed report. He sees March placements 20% less than the previous year, March marketings up nearly 13%, and the April 1st cattle on feed inventory being 5% less. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Friday, supported by continued indications that at least part of the economy might be on the cusp of reopening. In a Thursday evening press briefing, President Donald Trump said, "Our experts say the curve has flattened and the peak in new cases is behind us." Nationwide, more than 850 counties, or nearly 30% of our country, have reported no new cases in the last 7 days. My administration is issuing new federal guidelines that will allow governors to take a phased and deliberate approach to reopening their individual states. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 704 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 75 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 117 points. U.S. restaurant customer transactions declined by 41% for the week ending April 5th compared to a year earlier, according to the NPD Group. That follows a decline of 42% the previous week. David Portalatin, NPD Food Industry Advisor, says that the 41% decline in restaurant transactions is similar to the previous week and may indicate a bottom. We also need to be aware that further erosion could occur if consumer economic situations worsen, he says. He adds that so far, many consumers continue to buy restaurant meals through delivery, takeout, and drive-through to the degree allowed by restrictive environments. But with rising unemployment, payroll reductions, and temporary furloughs, Portalatin says consumers may begin to think differently about their food budgets overall. Quick service restaurant transactions declined 38% for the week ending April 5th, according to NPD's Crest Performance Alerts. Customer transactions at full service restaurants were down 79%. A new USDA program, the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP, will provide $16 billion in immediate direct support to farmers and ranchers where prices and market supply chains have been impacted, and will assist producers with additional adjustment and marketing costs resulting from lost demand and short-term oversupply for 2020's marketing year caused by COVID-19. That's according to U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue in a late Friday afternoon announcement. During this time of national crisis, President Trump and USDA are standing with our farmers, ranchers, and all citizens to make sure they're taken care of, explained Secretary Perdue. He added that the American food supply chain had to adapt and it remains safe, secure, and strong, and we all know that starts with America's farmers and ranchers. For what it's worth, between the announcement and a press briefing late Friday evening, I was unable to figure out if portions of the $16 billion are part of the previously announced $9.5 billion allocated for direct support to farmers and ranchers in the CARES Act. Either way, Secretary Perdue emphasized this was not an end to COVID-19 assistance from USDA. He said USDA will make the money available as quickly and efficiently as possible, but he didn't mention how exactly. Details will be forthcoming, no doubt. The new program also includes $3 billion in addition to the $16 billion to purchase fresh produce, dairy, and meat. USDA will partner with regional and local distributors whose workforce has been significantly impacted by the closure of restaurants, hotels, and other food service entities to make the purchases. USDA will begin with procurement of an estimated $100 million per month in fresh fruits and vegetables, $100 million per month in a variety of dairy products, and $100 million per month in meat products. The distributors and wholesalers will then provide a pre-approved box of fresh produce, dairy, and meat products to food banks, community and faith-based organizations, and other nonprofits serving Americans in need. That's your cattle current market update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 20th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.